broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthur's.
And good day to you, Brevard County. On your mark, get set, go. Here comes the weekend. You know, this is Friday. As soon as we finish this up, you know, that just means we're 2 days closer to church is what it means, 2 days away. And I am so excited when they said that we could increase our capacity at church. I wrote a letter to my congregation and I was like, and we can't wait for you to get back. I mean, we are so excited that we can see people and give them air hugs and all of that sort of stuff. My daughter and I, we walk the dog quite a bit and talk about things. And I said, you know, most of the time, because I'm a recovering introvert, I'm now probably more extrovert than introvert. And I've said all throughout this process, man, I miss people. And then I drove into the radio station here one day and it was like, oh man, people are out and they're driving like they haven't driven in a long time. But back to my daughter's conversation, you know, she had someone ask about me and how I was doing, from her sphere of relationships. And, she told them, you know, we're doing okay. Dad's not doing so well. He misses people, but, the introverts in us, we really have appreciated the downtime, but I miss people. And I said, well, you know, I do a radio program where I'm surrounded by two computer screens, several microphones, a whole bunch of electronic, actually three computer screens, and a whole lot of microphones and sound equipment and stuff like that, but not much in the way of people. So I am glad that we have been able to emerge from our Florida hibernation, and we're praying that this crisis is in the rearview mirror quickly and we're able to move forward. So, hey, I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Bill operates here in the Central Florida area, Central Brevard County area, and has decades of air conditioning and refrigeration experience. And, you know, if you need somebody to work on your air conditioner, whether it's a traditional unit, outside unit, inside unit, a mobile home package unit, if it is, you know, a split system, a mini split system, whatever type it might even be something really, really big. I'm telling you, he knows his stuff. And if you want to have somebody come out that is going to be reliable for you, I encourage you to give him a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. So let me take this opportunity to invite you out to church this week. On the 17th, I've been doing a series. I took a 1 week interruption there in the series. It's a 4 week series on or for Mother's Day, but this week we are going to resume that series. We started off with a sermon titled Warriors, and then we went to Worshipers. So we went from negative to positive, and this week we're going to be touching on another aspect of behavior that we can correct, and there's no reason for it to rule and reign in our life, and it's very contagious, so it needs to be dealt with. But we're going to be talking about that, and then the following week we are going to be celebrating. So a week from Sunday, we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day, and thank you to all the families of veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, but I'm going to be preaching a positive message on that day. And we want to say thank you. Want to challenge you in your faith to become everything that God wants you to become. I'm here to tell you that when you are in your spiritual battle with Jesus on your side, it is not a fair fight. You are going to come out victorious. Fix your eyes upon him and allow him to bring you through gloriously. So today we're going to begin in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 20. My daughter posts some comments on our Facebook feed when we're live streaming our services. And it's like, okay, Pastor Bob's going to start on this verse and he'll finish when he gets done. You know, that stuff like that. And it's like, seriously. So today we're going to read down to verse number 29. We're not going to get all the way through there today on today's program, I don't believe, but we'll see how far we get. Verse number 20, Proverbs chapter 6. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her shall not be innocent. So again, we see that this is another one of those sections where Solomon is writing and he says, my son, keep your father's command. We're talking about the processes that God will use to deliver us and what he will deliver us from. And today I want to begin by talking about he will deliver us from a lack of direction. He will deliver us from a lack of direction. And one of the ways that takes place is you treasure the communication that you have from those who love you, who have a vested interest in your well-being, and who are encouraging you, and they are focusing your life. The more focused that we are, the more power we have in that area. If you have a swamp, that, you know, millions of gallons of water is pervasive, but it really doesn't have a whole lot of power. There are some things that can hide in there and things like that. It will change the topography a little bit, but there's really not a whole lot of power other than it just keeps everything sloppy, muddy, wet. But if you take that same amount of water, the volume of water, and you put it in a great big tank, and you have a little bitty pipe that comes out of it, there is so much power, pressure, that causes that water to come out that it's amazing what can be accomplished. So I have a pressure washer, and it not only has a very strict or very small output, but it accelerates the pressure so that it comes out and it is able to cleanse things that you could spend a great deal of time scrubbing on and still not accomplish much. But because of the pressure that is there, it can take that grime and dirt and mud and other stains off of the concrete, off of a wall. You know, you can use it to wash your car if you don't have too much pressure going on there. You don't want to take it all the way down to the middle. In fact, a friend of mine we were pressure washing something one time, and he said, now, Pastor, don't stick your hand down there because it'll take your finger plumb off. And I already got that problem going on. I didn't need to relive that experience to believe him what he was saying. I didn't wash my hands down there. I found another way to wash my hands. There's a tremendous amount of power that comes from being focused and saying, these are my boundaries. These are the parameters that I get to operate in. And when you stay there, it is not that it only that it is a safe place. It is an effective place. So where does this focus, this direction come from in our life? Because if left to our own devices, we can become directionless. We can just wander around. My dad lives out in the country. He's got some animals. And all day long, they just spend going from one blade of grass to another blade of grass. There really isn't any direction in their life. There's a verse that talks about the relationship between oxen and the stall being clean, and the fact that an oxen needs someone to provide direction in its life. An oxen has tremendous strength, but left to itself, all of that strength is going to go to waste. It's not going to accomplish anything. But you take the owner of that oxen, and that owner puts a harness on it, and that ox will be able to plow a field. It will be able to accomplish great things because the owner has provided direction. Our direction as believers is not something that we set up for ourselves. It's not our plan that is important. It is God's plan that is important. We need that direction. Not only that, but he also supplies the power. He says, take my yoke upon you. And you're going to find that the load I have you carry, it's light and it's easy, but it's important. Your greatest sense of fulfillment will come when you realize the direction that God has for your life, and you embark on that journey and say, you know what? This is what God saved me to do. Keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. So here we're not only talking about parental guidelines, we're talking about the law that was instilled to them when they were very young. And he said, your responsibility is to make sure that you stay true to the things that you were taught. Now, that sets up a situation here for us in America where we need to look at this concept of fathers and mothers and say, how good a job are we doing at teaching our kids to be successful? You know, everybody wants their kids to like them. I understand. But it is much more important for us to have the role of being the disciplinarian, the one that instills principles and values into them. And when they embrace those, when you train up a child in the way that they should go, and in the when they're old, they will not depart from it, they appreciate at that point in time the things that you instilled into them. You know, every once in a while, I begin to chuckle because of some of the things, some of the lessons that my kids picked up on, and it's become a part of their life. And it's like, that's what you got out of that situation. And you know, you don't know what they're grasping. One time I was preaching in a service, and it was an adult service. It was a Wednesday night service or Tuesday night back in those days, maybe. And I didn't know that there was this little boy in there. And so I'm teaching like I'm teaching to adults. But what I didn't realize was that little boy that I couldn't see was paying attention to everything that I was saying. And so when I said something, he let everybody know that he was paying attention to the things that I was saying. It's like, I didn't even know he was down there. So we need to instill direction. And if you're, if you have failed in that area as a husband, listen, one of the problems we have in society right now is absentee fathers. A lot of times it's because they, you know, there was never a marriage there. And so easy come, easy go. And they didn't see the value in their role in developing that son or daughter into a level of maturity. I've witnessed it with my very own eyes. People willing to sacrifice their kids for the sake of their convenience. I'm not talking about literal sacrifice, but they're willing to miss out on one of the most blessed relationships that they would ever have in their life, their relationship with their kids, all for the sake of convenience. Let's not make that mistake. One of the reasons that there are so many fatherless households is because there is such a high incarceration rate amongst males in our society. So you've got absentee dads, you've got incarcerated dads, sometimes you have workaholic dads, sometimes you have distracted dads that are they've never grown up themselves, and so they're doing the best that they have. You know that if your parents were raised in a situation where they didn't have a role model, and so they did the best that they could, a lot of times people will look at them and say, boy, you failed in this area here. And if you ever stop to really evaluate it and see, you know what, they didn't have anybody speaking into their life the way that they were supposed to. They were navigating as they were going, and they did a better job than their parents did. I'm not going to call that a failure. I'm going to call it a success. Now, that doesn't mean that we park the train and say, well, that's as good as it's ever going to get. We say, you know what? If it's okay with you, I want to take the lessons that you've taught me, and I want to build upon that. And so I pray that my kids are better parents than what I was. It wasn't that we were horrible. We think we did pretty well. We weren't perfect. Any parent who tells you they were the perfect parent obviously has not seen the grade at the top of the test. Nobody is perfect at what they do. So we can't afford to be absentees. On the same hand, I've seen ladies who didn't do a good job at preparing their kids the way that they were supposed to prepare them. So if we've got a dad deficit and then we have a mother deficit in that the mother hasn't ever grown up, maybe she got stuck at a certain stage in her development and she brought her kids as far as she got, but there's still much more to learn. Then we just, you know, say, okay, God, there's a responsibility. There's a mom's responsibility. There's a dad's responsibility, but there's also a child's responsibility if they're going to have direction in their life. And that is, you can't forsake the word of God. You can't just abandon it. You've got to keep it. You've got to put it into practice in your life. And it says here in verse number 21, bind those words continually upon your heart and tie them around your neck. It's not about making a fashion statement. It is not about cardiac care. It is about the mindset. Don't lose focus. Don't lose direction. Don't abandon the principles that you were raised on. Don't abandon the word of God. Embrace it. It says, bind yourself to it. Bind them continually upon your heart. Make sure that it is not a have-to situation, but your heart is saying, man, I love the fact that I get to go to church. You know, how many times have we heard, oh, no, is it Sunday? Do we have to go to church? And then we go through 2020 and we have a weeks-long period there where they're saying, you know, we're limited to being 10, and you know, people can't go. They miss the opportunity to go. I don't know about you. I missed it. I and I was there. You know, we had church, and as soon as the 11th person walked in, another person walked into an overflow building instead of our building. We never had to move on to the second overflow situation because we had people watching. Actually, there were more views on our live streams than what we normally have in the situation. We had new people coming in all along. But even though I was there and I was preaching, and I would see a few people, it wasn't the same as the whole body coming together. I miss church. I get to go to church. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to be able to worship together with the saints. It's a privilege to be able to hear people responding to God and worship. It's, you know, in our church, we pray for people's needs, and we do it in a very discreet manner. You know, I'm not out there, you know, reading people's, you know, full names and addresses and phone numbers and everything that's going on. I just say, hey, we've got a person named so-and-so that has requested prayer for this type of situation. And, you know, depending upon what their prayer request has been that they've handed to us, provide a little bit of ambiguity there to protect their privacy at times. But our church prays. It's not just the pastor praying and everybody else standing around there with their hands folded together and waiting for the amen. Our church prays and sees miracles take place. And so we're very excited about that. It's those sorts of values that they become heart values. They become heart values. It says, tie them around your neck. Your neck has the ability to fixate the direction that your eyes are focused on perceiving. And so you have the ability to affect the vision of your life simply by the position of your neck. And this says that the commands of your mom, your dad, the word of God, the teachings that God has for us, the wisdom he wants to impart to us, it has the ability to put some blinders on, if you will, so that we're not seeing things that are going to distract us, but instead we are fixated on what is before us. If you ever watch thoroughbred horse racing, those are some magnificent animals. You know, everybody focuses on how beautiful they are. I can tell you a lot of times they are really high strung in that they have strong personalities, and you got to be careful around them because sometimes you find out horses bite. but when those horses are running, many times they will have these nose shields and eye things on, you know, that matches the colors that they're running with. And what those things do, that they have little blinders around their eyes that keeps them from being distracted by what the horses beside and behind them are doing. The trainers, the jockey, want that horse completely fixated on the course that it must run so that it can get to the finish line in the quickest time possible to achieve victory. The Word of God provides direction for our life. It says, when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when they awake, they will speak with you. So it talks about that they have the ability to provide direction on three different occasions. Okay? One, when you put your head on the pillow at night, you're going to know, hey, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. And that commandment is going to provide the covering for you. It is going to provide you a place of keeping. It says, my son, keep your father's command. And in return, the return on the investment is that command will in turn keep you When you're not conscious, when you're resting, when you are rejuvenating yourself, the command of God is still going to be on full watch. It says, when you awake, they will speak with you. And so I can't tell you how many times that I go through a day and something that I've heard before, seen before, all of a sudden it comes up and it is pertinent. It is relevant. It has direction. And you say, you know what? Thank God that that word is speaking. And it says, and when you roam, when you are up, when you are moving forward, they will lead you. You know, a lot of people want to know, well, what is God's will for my life? What should I have this job? Should I not have this job? Should I live here? Should I live there? There are a lot of times that people are wanting the specific will of God for their life. And a lot of times the people that are wanting the specific will are ignoring the general will of God that is revealed inside His Word. A lot of what we need is already here if we would just bind ourselves to the Word of God and say, I'm going to allow the Word of God to dictate to my situation instead of me trying to get a feeling or something like that. I'm not saying that God doesn't speak specific wills, specific words, because I believe He does, but I believe that we also need to embrace the general will of God. When we embrace the general will of God, we're going to know what God speaks like. I told you about my dog, my daughter and our dog, and we were walking through the neighborhood here a little over a week ago, well, about 2 weeks ago, and stopped to talk to some neighbors, and a guy said, I listen to you on the radio. And he recognized my voice because he's heard it. He's heard it on the radio program. And I want you to know that's one of the ways that we learn to hear God. We know what God sounds like. He sounds like wisdom. He sounds like truth. He sounds like love. And He loves you. I pray today that God will provide for you the direction that you need for your life. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Jesus, your blood.